Hello and welcome once again to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. We tell you about important world events. We speak a little slower than normal and use words that are easy to understand. Today, we will hear about another part of our planet that is in danger. For that story, we will get wet off the coast of California. Then we'll soar into space, but not without a special drink that many people simply cannot do without each morning. So, consider your English class in session. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington, and here is part one. American scientists are warning of a threat to the world's coral and rocky reefs. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has identified four reasons for the threat. They are human population growth, the warming of Earth's atmosphere, pollution, and overfishing, catching too many fish. The state of California has one of the best habitats for sea life in the world. But the same four factors are endangering California's rocky reefs and kelp forests. Jonathan Evans tells us more.
Erica Fellens is with Reef Check, an international nonprofit group.
I've seen the kelp go from really, really thick to really, really thin, but it is important to monitor it.
Erica Fellen and hundreds of other volunteer divers are trained to examine the health of kelp forest and coral and rocky reefs around California. This past summer, her group documented a 25% decrease in more than 20 different fish populations since 1970. Reef Check is part of a growing citizen science movement in the United States. Stephen Campbell is a citizen scientist. His job is to watch over the rocky reefs around the Channel Islands near the coast of Santa Barbara.
Reefs are really sensitive to temperature and ocean acidity. So with global climate change happening, you have rising sea level, warming water, and increased acidification. So they still help serve as a proxy for marine health.
The Channel Islands are considered a marine protected area. That means people can dive, travel by boat, and dive with snorkel equipment in and around the islands. But fishing is banned during some times. The Reef Check volunteers examine reef conditions year-round. They note, for example, any changes in size and shape. Their duties include characterizing, describing the reef. For example, it may contain small life forms or algae. They also note the composition of the reef. Is it sand? How coarse are the sand's grains? Reef Check works with nonprofit organizations and government agencies. Stephen Campbell and other citizen scientists are helping to fulfill a need. They are helping to look after more than 1,600 kilometers of coastline with rough seas. There are also a limited number of government employees to do underwater studies. Mr. Campbell says that in California, getting information on reef diversity and giving that information to decision makers is becoming more common. He says the state is at the forefront of protecting marine environments. Fish life is decreasing, but the report from Reef Check also showed hopeful signs of recovery in California's marine protected areas. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Italian-style espresso coffee has a large public following around the world. Many people have given up traditional coffee and have turned to this thicker drink. Now, Italian coffee machine makers have created a device they say can produce espresso in weightless conditions. They are hoping to put their product on the International Space Station. Anna Mateo is the one with the empty cup.
Many people cannot imagine life without coffee. And for most Italians, coffee means espresso. A special coffee machine is required to create this thick drink. So when Italian astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti traveled to the International Space Station last month, her friends may have worried about her. They were most likely not concerned about her being the first Italian woman in space. She is a captain in the Italian Air Force, after all. They probably did not worry about her having health issues or physical difficulties. No, they probably worried how Miss Cristoforetti would survive in space for 6 months drinking only instant coffee. This is most likely a frightening thought for most Italians. To solve the problem, an Italian coffee maker and an engineering company teamed up on a special project. They wanted to help the astronaut and others enjoy a good cup of coffee while traveling through space. The coffee maker, Lavazza, is based in the Italian city of Turin. Argotech, another Turin-based business, makes space food. The two companies joined together to make a space-age coffee machine that would work at zero gravity. The machine is called Espresso, a combination of the abbreviation of International Space Station and the word espresso. Espresso overcomes zero gravity by forcing water through small containers of coffee. Alberto Cabilli is the head of research and development at Lavazza. He says the two companies first had to find out how to make coffee on the space station. The espresso is different than espresso makers here on Earth. But a few conditions are the same in space as they are on the ground. These conditions include the small container of coffee, water pressure, and the water temperature of 75 degrees Celsius. Mr. Cabilli says one difficulty was making sure the machine would meet safety requirements on the space station. Argotech made changes to its first design. The company had to make sure the machine would not leak in orbit. David Avino is Argotech's managing director. He says the idea for the machine began as a technology experiment. But he says NASA, the American Space Agency, became interested in getting such a machine and keeping it on the space station. He says that if everything goes well, the espresso maker will be kept at the station and be available for all the astronauts.